Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm so glad you're joining us all today. We have a very special guest on the show, my favorite medicine woman. Her name is Eva Blacktail Swan. I'll bring her on in a minute. To all the listeners out there, make sure to connect with us on Facebook. We have a Reach For It radio page and also on Twitter. You can contact us through our website and other ways. So check out the bbsradio.com homepage for Reach For It Radio. If you guys are out there listening on podcast with iTunes, Stitcher, or some of the other places that we're feeding the show through. So we really appreciate your feedback, questions. We do free giveaways. And so we'd love to be connected with you. Today's guest is awesome. I love Eva. She is my go-to gal when it comes to Native American spirituality. And Eva has just such a background. She, Eva Blacktail Swan, has Native American spirituality roots and also has been teaching tools for more than 30 years. Her Native American ancestry is Cherokee and Salinan. Many elders have called Eva a master of the medicine tools, for she has been making and teaching others to make their own tools for many years. She walks an old and traditional path when it comes to the medicine work and teaches from the Native American traditions as well. She's also author of Creator's Song, Ancient Voices Speak, and Creator's Song Meditations. I'm just so honored to have you on the show today, Eva. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here with you. And just get connected with you again. I've missed you.
Oh, you guys, for any of you out there who are not familiar with Eva's work, she is just such a gift. She receives daily messages in her pre-dawn ceremony on her buffalo ranch. She's connected to many shamans throughout the world. I know that Dr. Stephen Farmer, author of Earth Magic, and he's a Hay House author, he wrote the foreword to her book, and she's really closely tied with his shamanism work. And Eva, you have so much knowledge and tradition and spiritual gifts that you share with the world, and you just really have a generosity of spirit with that. That's why I love to do radio shows with you, so more people can find out about you and the sacred teachings you provide.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's one of the things that I love so much about the work that I do is it gives me the opportunity to actually embrace. You know, I come from Cherokee tradition, which really does, it is truly the belief that we are all one people. And so it's the idea of knowing that we connect with our brothers and sisters. Everyone here, we're all just, you know, one people. So stretching out, reaching out to our relatives, which are not just the two-legged people, but are everything, the plants, the animals, the standing ones, the crawly ones, the swimming ones, the elements and everything. And we're getting to a place now in our world where our vibration is raising to the point where the knowing of that is starting to rise up within us, and we're all just naturally becoming more and more connected to that, which is giving us more of an idea of our oneness and being able to move forward in our lives in just a really more connected way and a different way. And the clarity of our paths and that is just coming in for us, all of us, no matter who we are, whether we're on a spiritual path or not. So it's very exciting for me. I'm really excited about it. So,
well, what I have found with working with you over the years and knowing you for several years now is that you know, as the vibrations raise, right, as we're working on our awakening, our awareness, we're, you know, we're raising vibration, yet it's like we're being more connected with the earth and the animals.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. At the same time. And you really blend the two. You know, I'll talk to you about something very third dimensional business wise. And all of a sudden you'll say something like, Grandmother Owl. you'll just go into some teaching. And I'm like, it just knocks me off my chair. And I'm like, wow, that's exactly what I needed, you know?
So, and that's exactly how it works, though.
So your book, let me just tell people about this book really quick. And then I want to go into, you have some great messages that have been coming through. And yeah. So this is the perfect time for the show with the eclipse today. So that's awesome. But with your book, she gets messages every morning in a pre-dawn ceremony, and she compiled a book. And actually, we were honored enough. We are so honored that you chose us to publish your book. But it's like 440 pages. and I had to fight her to get it down to that, you guys, as the publisher. And she probably would have had a 600-page book. And to sell it for as low a price as possible to get the information out there. But it's full of messages. And will you talk a little bit and explain about the messages you receive and a little bit about that kind of work that you do?
Okay, sure. Actually, I've been doing this for 41 years, every day without fail, no matter where I am. Recently, it's been on the eastern plains of Colorado, because it's where my ranch, we have the Buffalo Ranch here now. But it started out, you know, when I was a young girl and I had gotten very sick. I had cancer and I was in the hospital and I had never been sick a day in my life. And all of a sudden, you know, it's kind of a big deal when you're 17 years old and you're just, you know, ripped out of your life, away from your people. And so I began doing ceremony every day, and it was just woken up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day. And so what do you do, you know, when you come from the background I do? You get close to God, you begin ceremony, and that's where it actually began. And I had this complete knowing at that point that I was not going to die, even though, you know, at that time, you know, people were not surviving cancer. But I knew I was going to walk out of that hospital. I knew I was not going to die. And not to get too into that story, but just that began, you know, morning ceremony. And I never stopped, because it was like I began receiving messages. And in the beginning, of course, they were all messages that were very personal, for my own personal growth and for where I was going, where my life was going to take me. And as I moved along that path, they also then began to reach out and speak more of things that would be what all people would need to know, and how and the idea then for me of how was I going to share that started to really weigh on me. And next thing I knew, I was teaching spiritual classes, something I never thought I would do. I was like, actually, you know, looking up saying, you're really talking to me, you know, I can't believe that. And, you know, and so that was a whole nother journey in itself. And of course, this is over many years of my life, but still never, ever missed a day, no matter where I was or what I was doing, of waking at 4 o'clock and doing ceremony. So then finally, you know, through the teaching of the spiritual classes and that, and sharing the messages that were coming through with those classes, and people saying, you know, you really do need to share these. And, you know, I walk an old and traditional path, and I hadn't quite embraced a lot of the technology. And all of a sudden, they're like, you need to use the Internet. And that was just horrifying to me. And next thing I knew, even the messages were saying, you know, you got to use this World Wide Web. And I could understand web because, you know, we know about that in my tradition, about that web that connects all people and all things through the medicine of Grandmother Spider and things like that. So it started to come in, you know, through that. And next thing I knew, I was I had this network of people who were interested in receiving my messages daily. And then, of course, I walked into a publisher's, you know, the INET one day, and walked straight down an aisle, and there was this beam of light at the end of it, and there stood you. And next thing I knew, I was found the way to actually publish those and get them out. And as that, the one thing I find most extraordinary about this is that every time there was an expansion with how I was getting the messages out, the messages would become more expanded, and everyone would comment on how much more amazing the information was, and I felt myself get higher into a higher consciousness, and I just feel so honored to be a part of all that that's coming through, and being able to be a person, because I'm only one of the many people who are here now who are bringing through information, but to be one of those people who can bring through what's happening and how all of us here, if we're here now, are a part of what's of the raising of the vibration and the healing of our world and what's going on. And oh my gosh, so that's kind of how I see what's this gift. And I do see it as a gift, you know, that I'm just so honored to be a part of. And thank you so much for allowing me to share it with the world and through your radio show and through the publishing of the book. There will be more books. There's so much more that have already been written that need to be out.
I'm sure you have volumes, Eva.
At least 7, I can tell you that. So
I
gotta get on
it. Mm-hmm. So there she was. Well, I was actually representing a different group of authors at this book show and this trade show. And Eva walks by, and instantly I walked out into the hall and we just embraced. And it was just, I could have stayed there for 2 hours and just cried. You know, and I remember one of the gals working in the booth was looking at my husband like, is she okay? And he's just like, oh no, that she's fine. This is the way we do things here. And you know, it was just such an instant heart connection, whether you did the book with us or not. And people feel that in your work. And so let me just give you guys an idea of this book real quick, and we'll get into some messages. So a lot of times people will do this with the Bible or with a spiritual book. They'll just say, what do I need today? And open up a random page. Many people use Eva's book that way. And so as she was just talking, I said, what could we share today with her messages? And I opened a random page, Eva, and this is what came up. The star people are very near on this day. I stand with them for a long while before making my way to the ceremony place, just enjoying this reunion with my star family. I feel extremely high energy stirring within me as I stand in honor and respect of all who have come from the high place to join in our ceremony. And their sweet and airy voices sing with me as I sing the prayer songs for all people. So it goes farther, and I could read this forever. But, you know, and that's... Don't you think that's really what we're feeling now, a connection with our star family, with...
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, in fact, thank you so much. And that just always... I love how that just always happens. And I love that I am always, like a child, so excited and just surprised at how wonderful that comes in, even though... I shouldn't be, because that's how it is, but they always, everything is always perfect that way. The star people came, but the star beings have been, you know, so close with us, and that's where we came from. I mean, you know, that's what of course my belief is, but whether we believe we came from the stars or whatever, we were all born of that perfect purity, that, you know, that divine source. And there's many of, you know, beliefs, and I'm not here to try and mess up anyone's thoughts about it, but we were born perfect, And the truth of it is that what's coming to our knowing now that we really need to understand is that we have this perfect pattern that we were born with. And however it gets out of whack, out of discord, it will always seek to find its perfection again. Some people talk of it these days as our blueprint, or our pattern, or that perfect vibration. So whether it's one organ, or one piece of our body, or whether it's our other soul piece, or, you know, that completeness of our circle, we're always going to seek to find that perfection. All right. And so this is a little bit of an explanation of why the raising of our vibration is so important, and the connecting with that energy in that perfect energy flow rather than the discordant energy flow. So what the star people that I know them are just the voices of the high place, that place from where we came, whatever we know it to be. And so the thing that we should be noticing now is that we are given an opportunity now to find that wholeness of ourselves. And every time that anyone, you know, moves on behalf of our own self into finding anything to shift our own self into a place of healing or goodness or to positive in a positive way, we raise that vibration on behalf of all people. And so whether we're looking at it as on behalf of all or only ourselves, Cherokee have always believed that when we pray for one, we pray for all. Because you're not the only one who is ever going through something. So if you're putting the energy out for the praying of the healing of this particular thing, you're putting it out for the healing of that for every people, for all people. So as you pray for one, you pray for all. So as we heal ourselves, we put that energy out to heal that for all. And so it raises us all. And so that's why we understand that as no matter who we are here today, whether we're working for global, because this is the day actually across the world, you know, it already started no matter what. The 10/24 is Global Oneness Day. The realizing that we really are all one here. So whether we're working for that, or just for on our own behalf or on our loved ones, we're really all working toward that and being a part of it. And so this is part of that, the whole thing, and what the star people. The message I got today was extraordinary, because it was what the star people were telling us is that as we are known by the universe from the high place, is that we are the multidimensional beings in human form. We are, those of us who walk now, the light bearers. We are the transformers of the universe. We are the most magnificent of the star beings, because we are the ones who are here, who can and who will, through the discovering of this part of ourselves, embrace and use that power and right that was given to us just by virtue of our birth here, to heal the pain and abuse of the past of all generations, and to bring ourselves and our planet back into balance, into its perfection. That's who we are. So all of us who are here now are part of that, a part of that healing of that.
Wow. You know, sometimes you get wrapped up in all the day-to-day, you know, living kind of root chakra stuff, and yeah, forget that we all volunteered to be here right now.
And that's exactly what they want us to know. That's practically the biggest part of it. And not only did I receive that piece, you know, that if we're here now, we're part of that. But also there was an extra piece that was telling us that a lot of the people who left in the last several years, who left our planet, left to be a part of this same thing from the high place, to support us in this same thing, but only from the high place. You know, so a lot of the people, our loved ones, and some of the great people that we, you know, just lost, in, or we say lost, but who left our planet in the last several years, did so to prepare and assist from the higher place. So it's not like, you know, I don't know how to say that, like, you know.
Right.
But we're being supported and assisted in so many ways. And it really is a magnificent time right now to be a part of our world and to be here. And no matter what function that we have, we don't have to, you know, go and rework our whole life, but just to be aware of it, just the simple awareness of that shifts our thoughts and shifts our energy to a different place of knowing and realizing that, wow, you know, we really are doing things every day. Every choice we make is bringing our whole world into a higher place. And, you know, it's extraordinary as far as I'm concerned. You know, they I was given also some stones and things that we can work with, which I don't know what your time is like, but we can talk about today as well if you like.
I would love that, actually. You always give me some kind of teaching about sage or ceremony smoke, and now it's stones, medicine drums. You always have goodies with you.
Yeah.
Actually, we have a short break right now, but stay with us, because when we come back, we're going to talk about more about the current messages that Eva's receiving and also some of her Cherokee medicine tools. She has just so much knowledge to share, that things we can learn. So I can't wait to hear about these stones, Eva, and we will be right back.
I am Sharon Lynn Wyatt, and I have developed a proprietary system that reveals accurate insight into someone's personality traits called Namology Science. This science of unlocking the secrets hidden in a person's name has become so popular that I am offering a Namology Science coaching certification program. Join our international community of certified Namology coaches. Go to knowthename.com for details.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish? Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom-tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Would you like a tool to clear your energy field and raise your vibration instantly? Solfeggio Sound Healing from Earthly Frequencies is a new CD created to bring you earthly healing vibrations combined with higher dimensional galactic energy. Use this sound healing for meditation, massage therapy, releasing negativity, and astral travel. Solfeggio Sound Healing by Ted Winslow. Now available on iTunes and Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Such a special day, such a sacred day here at the Reach for Radio show, because we have a Cherokee medicine woman with us, Eva Blacktail Swan, and she receives the pre-dawn ceremony messages every day. So as we talked about at the beginning of the show, if you want to receive her daily messages, check out her website at blacktailswan.net. Because as you're talking to or listening to Eva today, you might want to look at some of the work she does, because it's so powerful. So you got me all excited right before break, Eva, about the stones. Can you talk to us about this?
Yeah. Okay. So, the two stones that came through recently, and what I was just mentioning to you was about everything has a vibration anyway. And so these are two particular stones that came up recently, that the vibration of the stones, in fact, work to help us each individually to reach our highest potential. But they also work together, which may for some seem unlikely, but they actually have a really good good relationship with each other. The first one was obsidian, which in the shamanic way of using obsidian, and this happened to be a snowflake obsidian because it was a very specific about the black and the white and the balance of it all. But it helps us to make positive changes in our life. It also helps us to create good relationships with others, but with ourselves as well. It helps us to expand our inner growth and to reach our fullest potential. It gives us a little bit of a boost as far as going within when we're going to do meditative work and things of that nature. But mainly the thing about it is this particular stone can help us to uncover those things within us that tend to hide from us, self-deceptions and hollow excuses, things that keep us from reaching our higher potential, at the same time protecting us from those unwanted energies that would come in and interfere with the things that we're trying to do. And it's also a stone that brings us prosperity and abundance into our life, which a lot of us are struggling with at this time. So that's the first one that came. And then quartz is the other one, which is one that the Cherokee have used for generations. And we have always believed that it was the stone that fell to the earth when we fell to the earth and implanted itself here. Well, I feel like all the stones actually did that, but and just kind of lived among us and lives among us here to assist us as we travel on our journey of life, as we, you know, as you move along, you know, over generations, other things are going to come up, and as they do, the quartz will be there to help us and assist us with the needs that arise as we move forward. So there's just an endless amount, infinite, I should say, amount of wisdom and knowledge in the quartz itself. So, but the quartz works quite well with the obsidian in this regard as their vibrations blend. But it helps us also to go within and to bring in all the energy from the high place that we would need, that helps us to bring in that wisdom that we carry within us to help us to understand those things that we were born with, that perfection, that pattern of perfectness, to bring in ourselves back to that, to focus our thoughts. It helps to amplify our prayers, and our wishes and our desires to help us get to those places that we're trying to bring ourselves to reach our higher potential as well. But it also helps us to communicate well, you know, as we're, you know, to get into that one focused thought and to communicate that thing that we're trying to accomplish. Sometimes we get a little bit off on what we're trying to communicate, and it can create static in the vibration of it, which doesn't give a clear channel sometimes. So realizing our highest potential seems to get to be a little bit fuzzy, and then we waver, or our energy, we get a little bit tired, or what's going on, or not doing it right, and we get off on it, and this will keep us focused and on track. But it also helps us as the transformers that we are to transform, you know, the negativity into the positive, to take our knowledge and to combine it with the universal and spiritual development that's coming through, and to balance all of these things to keep the positive high, radiant, and vibrating, so the negative will just dissolve away, so that we can actually bring forth, you know, the healing and the positivity, and you know, bring everything back into a higher state of living, and that, you know, which is what we're actually doing. You know, we've moved from third dimension into the higher state. getting into like a fifth dimension of life and living. And so it didn't surprise me when these two came, because of what their energies are and their vibration. So, and there's lots and lots of information out there for anyone who doesn't understand what we call the medicine or the symbology or the uses of quartz and obsidian that you could find. And of course, quartz is feminine, and obsidian, of course, is masculine, more so. And so they have like a real balance to them. It's extraordinary to use them. So if you had any idea of that.
Well, like, how would people use it? Let's say that they, for the current energies, they want to use both stones. Would you hold them, you know, during a meditation?
Yes, or absolutely.
Or, like, what would you suggest for people?
Yeah, a lot of people use them in various ways. Some people like to hold them. Some people like to put them in, like, a little medicine bag, carry them around their neck. Some people put them in around their workspace or their sleeping space, and you can simply, or they have bowls where they in their meditation room, or when they're going to meditate, they set them in a certain order. Everyone has a personal way of how they go about it. If you haven't done any meditation work at all, I would have, you know, in most people, left is feminine and right is masculine. And so you might have, you know, hold one in the quartz in your left hand and the obsidian in your right. Some people switch it, you know, just because I'm going to balance. So I'm going to put the man in the right, you know what I mean? And it's just what feels right to each person. But and then go into your meditation, you know, that kind of thing. What I teach and what I have always taught is that we carry within our bodies, all of us, I'm talking every single being, person, two-legged person, all of the medicine energies of the universe within us. And so once you get to understand the medicine of it, you don't even have to have it. You can call to it to rise up within you. You always used to say, and anyone who's ever taken a class with me, probably any of you out there listening, probably already said it out loud, but I always say, you should be able to walk naked in the desert and still do your medicine because you carry that energy inside you. And so you don't have to be afraid that, oh my God, I forgot my stone. You know, you don't worry about it because it's in you still. It's in you already. It's fantastic if you have it, absolutely fantastic, because it will, you know, increase that vibration or support it. But if you don't, you can call to it. You can look at a picture of it. You can go online nowadays and just look at one, and you can bring that vibration into your body. So it's not about I'm telling you to go out and buy it or dig in the earth for it, which would be fantastic if you could. But you can actually call to the vibration of quartz and obsidian, and you can actually bring it alive within you, and it will begin to support you and vibrate and raise your vibration. And try that if you haven't before, and you will be amazed at just the difference in your own vibration with anything even. I mean, if you're looking for a balance, or groundedness, you know, and maybe hematite, you know, like you feel like lightheaded, and you could just, you don't have to carry it if you don't have it with you, but you're getting to a situation where you walk into a place and everyone's just kind of out of whack, and you get that sense of, oh, what have I walked into? You can just think it. You can just say the word, and boom, you'll feel grounded. There's just so many ways to use the medicine that is alive within you. That's the whole thing about Native American spirituality and understanding the medicine, and knowing the oneness of it, of the animals, and understanding how we relate to all of them, is that you don't have to go out and get scratched by a wolf to understand the wolf medicine and how it relates to you. You can bring it alive within you because it already lives there. You just have to wake it. It may be sleeping. But you just have to wake it, that's all, and honor it, and call for it. and will be awake inside you then.
Well, I'm so glad you brought that up, because just recently, actually, there was I can't remember what it was, if it was the full moon or the new moon or something, and everybody was talking about sacred ceremony. It was like October 8th, I think it was, of this month. And so my kids and I drugged my husband out there, and we did a ceremony for the horses, and the horses ascended masters. And we put herbs around and the fire pit, and we added some dragon energy to that. We pulled up my daughter's little dragons, but and horses. And so we did this ceremony in honoring horse medicine. And you know, the next day, I like to take salt baths with essential oils to clear my energy field. And I felt the horse medicine, Eva, and I had this like healing experience. My heart chakra just opened up, and you know, it was like profound healing experience. And you know, I wasn't physically by a horse, you know what I mean? And so and that I just experienced that this month, you know. And so it's really interesting. I didn't know you were going to talk about that on the show today, but I'm glad you did, because even if you're downtown Manhattan in an apartment or in a cubicle, you know, at a, you know, bank or something, and you feel disconnected from the earth or the energies or the Native American spirituality, you know, you could put the headset on and listen to some drumming, or you can look at a picture on the computer, you can meditate, or you can bring in those energies. And I know you've taught me a lot about sacred ceremony over the years. We just have a short while before our next break, but could you talk a little bit about how people could create little ceremonies?
Oh, sure.
For their intention?
Yeah, absolutely. The thing about, you know, almost every day, you know, there are so many things that I think people already do that is almost, you know, that is, you know, perfectly ceremonial. I mean, you know, if you just got down to the basics of it, you know, what is it that constitutes a ceremony? I mean, it begins with an intention, you know, and you know, just the intention of, you know, I remember when I first began teaching, you know, and it was a little bit ominous, I think, for some people, you know, the thought of, I get up every morning at 4 o'clock, and when I begin ceremony, I never know if it's going to be, you know, an hour or 3 hours. It depended on what was going on, you know, at the time. And who was in need, and how many spirits came, you know, spirits of people, I mean, you know, who might show up. And I mean, it would be like I literally see, you know, this line of people, and I could feel, you know, what they were needing. And I would sing the prayer songs for all people, and I would feel what was needing and that. And so, you know, and I would, of course, do it in the Cherokee way. But, you know, you can go in, you know, to your own, you know, you can just take a bath. You can get in your bathtub. You can get in your car and don't even put on the radio, but just intend for that drive to work to be your ceremony, and just let your thoughts be, you know, intend for your thoughts to be of in a certain way. One of my favorite things is that every morning when, you know, when I'm getting ready, you know, when I wake and I, after I've done my ceremony before or after whatever, you know, I just make it my intention that anyone who crosses my path, whose path I cross, whose name I think, or who thinks my name, you know, anyone who connects to me in any way, you know, sees my face. And I see a lot of people every day that, anything and everything good and positive that has come through me from the high place be extended onto them. There is an infinite, you know, reservoir of light and love and goodness that I draw in from. And I just always envision that flow to be continuous, and that it always be given out to anyone and everyone who, like I said, all you have to do, hear my voice, think my name, that I think of, that whose path I cross, in any way they may need it. And that's a ceremony that I do So we could do those things. If you wanted to get a little bit more involved in it, you know, you could just say, I really want to sit down and create a ceremony every day. Because there's every day, depending on what I do, there's a different herb I might use. But just a general thing would be a lot of people like to use sage and sweetgrass, but cedar is the one that medicine people use most, because cedar is the one that will do everything and creates no harm. Cedar will banish away negativity and welcome in positivity and create a sacred space around you at once, without having to have any intention. It will just automatically do that.
I'm sorry to interrupt. We have a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit more about cedarwood and some also messages that you're receiving for today's show. So we'll be right back.
When it comes to publishing, there is a difference. At Big Country Publishing, they work with you on a personal level to create a custom publishing package that's tailored to your needs as an author. Their design team and experts in the industry will contribute to you to create the book that you've always dreamed of. Isn't it time to go big? Contact them today at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Hello. My name is Ted Winslow, and as a professional singer, songwriter, musician, and audio engineer, I have worked with voice coaching for many years. I created a new CD, Vocalist Scales and Intervals, for my clients who are looking for an easy and affordable way to improve the quality of their voice. So, if you're in broadcasting, public speaking, or in the music industry, you'll benefit from the voice exercises. Just load it into your MP3 player and you're ready to go. Vocalist Scales and Intervals by Ted Winslow is now available on iTunes, Amazon, and BigCountryPublishing.com.
Welcome back. We're having a great discussion with the Cherokee medicine woman today, Eva Blacktail Swan. Eva, you talked about cedarwood is just a great spiritual, tool that we can use. And I have a question for you. I use cedarwood oil all the time and for no special reason, just intuitively.
You just automatically knew that.
How funny. You know, sometimes I'll use an essential oil for a specific reason that I look up in my little, guide to say, peppermint works for headache or whatever. Mm-hmm. But cedarwood, I always just like to throw in my bath or put it with some other oils just to wear like as perfume. So now I know why.
Now you do. Right. It's perfect for that. It creates a sacred space. It cleanses your energy all around you, inside and out, your soul and your spirit and everything. So it's really one of the ones that if you don't know what you're doing and you want to start your making ceremony, that's the one you would use, that I would use, I would say, to create a ceremony. And, you always want to make sure. A lot of people don't understand that when you call in the directions, what you're actually doing. And when you're doing that, is that you're actually calling in the ancestors and the medicine of all that came before us, all the higher vibration, all of the positive energies and the spirits of the good. And so if you're not careful with the herbs you use, you might let some of the negative things slip through, which is why you want to make sure you're using cedar, because it will not allow anything negative to slip through. It just keeps everything clean and clear and positive and protected.
I think I'll start using it a little more.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
It's a good thing.
So I know that a lot of people out there are like me, and this has been a crazy year. We a lot of us thought, oh, after 2012, things should get a little easier. Yeah, right. It's been, you know, some lot of energies, a lot of changes, and every, you know, ups and downs, highs and lows. Could you talk a little bit from your perspective? You know, we're mid-October. We still have 2.5 months left in the year for 2014.
Yeah. Well, what I always start to get the information about the coming year around sometimes as early as August, but usually around September, October, for what's coming next year. And so what I started seeing in 2013 was that 2014 was going to be what I, as close as I could translate, called a changing year. And it has lived up to that. And one of the things I love is that I get to see it. I get, you know, you're moving with it. I get a little bit ahead of it sometimes because I have to kind of explain it. But I get shown a pretty good details. And then until you get actually up as high enough to really see it, you can only get glimpses. And so it's pretty been unfolding pretty close to what that is. I've come to, just in the last, in October now, I've come to call it, we're kind of in the time of the raven is what I call it, mainly because of how I know raven medicine. Not to be anything evil or dark, but magical, the magic of raven medicine. Because I think in this changing time that we're in, where we are all given the opportunity to really make these incredible shifts and changes and transformations in ourselves. First, in actually, you know, considering them and moving toward them. And second, because as the vibration moves, we're just naturally going to automatically lift and change. So we have, by two sources, we're doing that. We're learning about and becoming more acquainted with and also more comfortable with the magic that lives within us, the magic of who we are, and not relying on the fact that, you know, that can't, not getting so sunk into, well, that I can't do that. Because what are you saying? You absolutely can do that. We're magical people. We're born with this. This is who we are. And we have every, you know, not only every right, but we have all the support from the universe and from within our own selves. We're connected to it. So I actually received a message of last week, and today is the new moon. And so this was, I'd like to read it because it kind of ties into
speaking
of it. I'm sorry, I had to have a drink of water. Okay, so I'm just going to read it as it came through. So this is how I wrote it. Traveling higher realms, walking in higher vibration, is like going into the sacred void. For even when everything appears to be the same, everything is very different. There is a magic to our existence, a light to be revealed within any dark, a potential in every unformed idea, and magnificence in every thought brought forth into shape and reality. We walk in the time of the raven, in my way of thinking, for we are given now both the knowing of our ability to shapeshift, not only any every aspect of our lives and any every aspect of our being, but the understanding of how to make these shifts, changes, transformations, and all the support from the universe to support us as well. Raven medicine brings us the ability to believe in the magic of our existence, the magic within ourselves, to believe in the potential and magnificence of our own being, and to trust in not only the power of the universe, but in its pure and sincere generosity in assisting us in every step of the way to our greatest good. Raven medicine reveals the light within any darkness. Raven immediately knows the bad, intimately knows the bad and the good. But it is because Raven so deeply knows the bad that we can trust Raven will steer us away from it and guide us toward the good, if we will only trust and allow. And it is because Raven is so acquainted with the bad and the good, and is such a steward of cleanliness over pollution, tending to the cleanliness of our planet as well as of our bodies, that we can trust Raven to dispel disease and disorder within and around us, keeping our planet and our bodies whole and healthy. As we move through this amazing year of change, so much has been revealed. As I have been given plenty of details for the coming years through the last 4 months of last year, it was difficult to see all of the details, but I am seeing now as it's unfolding through the movement and shifts and changes of this year. What I am being shown now is truly magical, which is why I cannot see this time as anything but the time of the Raven. For we all have the power to make great changes in our own beings, as well as in our planet, and in our relationship to and with our planet, as well as to and with one another. And we always have, but it is now that we are truly coming to know that we do. And with the assistance and understanding of Raven medicine, we are certain to succeed. So today I say, call on Raven as we move into the time of the new moon, which is today, and ask Raven to guide you into the place of black, so to see that if there are any blocks to be revealed and released, in order to any order to be regained, any rubbish to be removed, strength to be restored, or courage to be recovered, and allow Raven to fly through your ancestry so to heal any wounds of the past which may be keeping you from moving into a new shape and form. For you are living in a changing time, and this is the time of the Raven. Allow Raven to awaken the magic that lives within you, and then put that magic to work. Asquadisti, and so it is good.
Wow, that's beautiful.
I thought so.
That's beautiful.
I thought it was very powerful as well.
So is that for 2015 to really, like, if we are in our own ceremony or meditation or prayer time or just setting intentions for the new year, to bring in the Raven medicine so we can, you know, create more magic in our lives and our businesses and our families?
Yes. And
like how would you do that? Like, what would you tell the people like me out there who would be interested in tapping into that energy, you know, any kind of things that we could do?
Well, I think that, so the new moon is today. And I don't ever like to say that you have to wait for that kind of a time. But beginning now, because, you know, this is October, so it's October, November, December, the last quarter of this year, is a good time to start really kind of preparing for that which we're going to really, you know, step into for the new year. And so this is what it said, you know, let's start looking at whatever the blocks that we can find, that we can release, if there's order to be regained. What's the chaos? You know, what do we need to rein in? What's the rubbish? What do we need to remove? Where have we become weakened? Where's the strength that we need to be restored? Where have we lost our courage? Do we need to look back and see, you know, what are those things that we keep repeating? You know, if you look, you'll see those. You know, if you really look with honesty. In the Native American belief, going into the place of black, black is the place of all potential, because it is the great all thing and the great no thing. It is the place from where all things come and to where all things return. There's no other influence there. It's just you and your creator. So the place of black is this pure place of potential. So that's why I think the magic of Raven is so amazing, because it is this incredible helper that comes to really assist us in bringing forth that which we have all the possibility of doing. It's the place of all possibility and potential.
Well,
and bring
that
it in.
Is such... I'm sorry about, we only have a few About a minute left. Eva, that's such a beautiful note to end on. Thank you so much for being on the show today. We're going to have you back on in a couple months and talk more. We're speaking with Eva Blacktail Swan. Check her out at evablacktailswan.net. Thank you all for listening. And thank you, Eva, for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you, Christina. And thank everyone for listening.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you all have a great week. Happy new moon. God bless, and talk to you next week.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.